So that video was from our 2024 community Christmas dinner. I think we served 409 people. A beautiful dinner, people that are vulnerable in our community. And so thank you so much to all of you that came and helped. I think we had hundreds of volunteers and donations. It was an incredible event. Definitely one you want to get involved with next year as well, if you weren't this year. Something you cannot miss. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Megan. I am one of the pastors here on staff, and I'm so glad to see all of you this morning. I love a one service, mostly because it makes my job a little easier, and I get to see all of you in like one space. People that normally come to the 9 and come to the 11, you're all mingled, and it's great. So make sure you say hi to someone that you don't know before you leave, because I bet you they've been coming here as long as you have, and you've just never crossed paths. But I know the holiday season is super busy, so thanks for taking some time out of your celebrations to come be with us this morning. On that note, I just want to start by saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and most importantly, Happy IYPP Day, which, if you didn't know, today is also a holiday, very special, very near and dear to my heart. It is International Youth Pastor Preaching Day. Thank you. Basically, you know, all the main pastors kind of get called on for Christmas and Advent and all the big ones, and then you get what's left over while they take a break. So, yeah, Dave basically told me that I get free reign today, so let's get ready. It's going to look a little different, maybe a little less polished, but that's okay. We're in this together. You might remember last year's IYPP Day, where Brendan and I co-led, and we did some sword drills. We had some fun, and I had people coming up to me after, like, Megan, we should do this every Sunday. So we're bringing it back. We're going to do some sword drills today. We're going to have a lot of fun. So get out your Bible. We're going to get rolling in a minute. Honestly, this is about to give some, like, youth group vibes. So just a little plug, you know, if you end up loving this service as much as I do, you should come volunteer at youth group. Could use some leaders, you know, it would be great to have you. And if you don't like how unhinged this is, maybe don't come to youth group because it's worse. So. All right. Now, that's enough about me and my holiday. We're going to get rolling. But let's talk about New Year's for a second. If I'm being honest, New Year's is probably like my least favorite holiday. Okay? I don't love it. I'm kind of boring. Like, I don't really celebrate it that much. You know, I don't do the whole big parties. I fall asleep before the countdown. So it's just like, you know, whatever. And then to me, New Year's always feels like a lot of pressure, you know? Another year has passed. Time is ticking. You get all of these sayings like, new year, new me, best year yet. It's a fresh, clean start. Out with the old, in with the new. It's all new. It's all go, go, go. And then you have all these checklists of resolutions, right? And it's like, oh, what goals have you set for the year? What goals did you not achieve last year? Where have you failed in your life? I don't like that. But, you know, maybe you do. Maybe you love a New Year's checklist. Maybe you love resolutions. Whatever kind of camp you land in, either way, you got to admit that's something on our minds this time of year. It is a new year. It is time where people are goal setting. They're thinking about resolutions. And I was thinking more about it as I was getting ready for this, and I just started asking, okay, Lord, where are you in the midst of all of this newness, all of these resolutions and goal settings and dream boardings and vision casting for the year? Where are you? And through the Holy Spirit, this kind of occurred to me. New Year's resolutions in the secular world, they're all about how we can live the best life, the ultimate life. How can I do more? How can I be the best? How can I live my life to the full? But you know, in John 10:10, Jesus, while he's talking about being the good shepherd, very on our theme for Advent, shepherds, He says, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it to the full. As Christians, we already have access to the ultimate life through Jesus. We have access to the fullest extent of joy, of love, of peace, of hope. And I would argue that when we're operating out of that experienced presence of God, out of that love, out of that joy, when we're living the full life as promised by Jesus, well, it involves us actively laying our lives down for the kingdom and in pursuit of loving God and loving others. So my question this morning is, how do we best do that? How can we actively lay our lives down to love God and love others? Well, I think we're going to talk about a concept, again, our theme, that we've been talking about the last few weeks of Advent, shepherding. We've been teaching all about shepherds, right? How shepherds in the Bible point to Jesus and his role in our life as the good shepherd. He is our guide, our provider, our protector. He is one who gives rest. John Fortune also came and he talked about shepherding in a pastoral way, leading with grace for glory that never fades. But we actually haven't yet gotten a chance to talk about how we can apply this concept of shepherding in our everyday lives. We all have things to shepherd. Or another word for shepherd, to help you think about it, could be steward, right? This taking care of. So again, today, instead of making New Year's resolutions, we're going to look at what does it mean to shepherd or steward different areas of our lives. So I've got five different areas for us today, and for each I've pulled two scriptures where the Bible gives us some instruction and encouragement for that particular area. And they're areas where most people would normally set a New Year's resolution in, so we're kind of covering the best of both worlds, but we're going to do it in a more God-focused way. Instead of how can I do more, how can I be the best, we're going to say how can I shepherd? We ask God, how do I take care of, how do I invest in, how do I develop, how do I protect what you've given me and entrusted me with? And then how do I submit it back to you? How do I grow my relationship with you, God, in the midst of this? So today we're going to ask him, Lord, show me. I want all of us to ask that individually in these next 15, 20 minutes, however long our sword drills take, we'll see. Show me what area of my life I need to focus on shepherding. Give me wisdom. Give me insight. And so let's take a second. I do this with my preteens. Often I'll say, hey, guys, we're going to take 30 seconds. We're going to be quiet. We're going to close our eyes. And this is your turn to talk to God. And I want us all to ask, God, show me which area you want me to shepherd. Where do you want me to work on? Okay? Because I fully believe that God has something to say to each and every one of us this morning. That's what I've prayed as I've prepared this. It's not, might not all be for you. This is a lot. But God has something very specific for you as an individual. So would you just join me? Let's do 30 seconds. Ask God, show me what area you want me to shepherd as we go through our sermon today. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, thank you so much for each and every individual in this room. God, thank you that you have drawn them here today and that you have a specific word for each and every one of us. Lord, as we go through these different areas of our lives, would you speak very, very clearly? Impress on us where we need to lean in, where we need to take better care, where we need to bring and what we need to bring to you. Lord, I pray that you would give each person here a challenge today and an encouragement. and that each of us would walk out of here with just so much hope for this new year, because we know we're walking into it partnered with you. And so, Lord, come, open our hearts. Would you move me out of the way and let your word just speak so, so clearly to us. And we pray this in the holy name of Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen. All right, so let's get rolling. Our first area of five is our time. I think we'd all agree that time is a very precious resource, right? And God agrees. How we steward our time and shepherd our time is all through the Bible. So let's do sword drills. I've got two for the first one, and I've got my lovely helpers, Brendan and Devin, and my big old box of candy. This is the coveted box at youth group. They are going to watch. They're going to help me watch. We're going to see who gets it first. And then you're going to stand up. You're going to read it out for me when I kind of point to you. And then they will come give you a reward. If you have never done the sword drill before, this is how it works. You take a Bible. I will not be accepting phone Bibles on this one. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's too easy to just Google it. We're looking in the Word today. So if you don't have a Bible in front of you in the pews, there are some Bibles there. Here's what you do. You hold it by the spine, straight arms. None of this bent nonsense. No. Straight arms. I will tell you the verse reference, and then you go, okay? And you try to find it as fast as you can. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first one. Bible's up. The first one is Psalms 39, verse 4, 5, go. First person to stand up gets it for me. Oh, I need people to look for me. Oh, right down in the front here, we've got Suzanne Greer. Here we go. All right, Suzanne, why don't you just speak super, super loud for me? Okay.
Oh, sorry,
I'm not Joel. Oh. Oh, wait. Charlotta, go for it, Charlotta, nice and loud. Yeah. Oh, Elliot's got a mic for you. There we go.
Okay, it's more nerve-wracking with the microphone, actually.
It's all good.
Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure.
Amazing. Thank you, Charlotta. Let's do one more Bible verse on time. Oh, yes. Give her a round of applause. I know the mic is scary, but it's fine. You're fine. All right. Bible's up. Okay. This time we are going to Ephesians 5, verse 15, 16. Go. Oh, over here. Stand up. Is that Samuel? Samuel, let's go, dude. You got it. I believe. There we go. We're getting the mic. Here we go.
Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the day of evil.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Is that Michelle or Michaela? I can't tell. You did great. Thank you. Awesome. The Bible makes it very clear, right? Time is fleeting. It is precious. We never know how much time we have, so we need to use it wisely. If this is the area that sticks out to you, that you've got that kind of Holy Spirit tingle saying, like, you need to shepherd your time, well, some good practices might involve asking the Lord as soon as you wake up, God, how do you want me to spend my free time today? How can I best spend it to get closer to you and to serve your kingdom? Maybe you need to start planning out time in your week that you want to spend one-on-one with God. Maybe you need to plan out time that you're volunteering and you're serving in the kingdom. Maybe you need to reorganize your busy schedule. We're so busy, especially in North Vancouver. I see it all the time, especially in our teenagers and our preteens. They are just stacked with activities, and we as adults are too, right? Time needs to be a priority, especially time with the Lord. Maybe that looks like challenging yourself to shorten your screen time this year. I know that's something that I need to work on, right? Okay, so shepherding time, very important. Next one, we are shepherding our resources. Now, this can mean both finances and other resources like our homes, our belongings, food, all of these sorts of things. And the Bible has a lot to say about resources and a lot to say about money, but I've narrowed it down to two passages. So here we go, Bible's up. This one, we're going to one that we don't maybe reference a lot. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12 to 14, go. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12 to 14. It's a bit of a longer one. Okay, I've had two in the balcony. Come on, here we go, guys. Oh, I see a hand. I see a hand. And that, yes. Can you read it super loud? I don't think I have a mic down here for you. Oh, yes, I do. Brendan. Let's go.
Okay, it's better for 12 to 14. Okay. Is that it? I haven't got my glasses on.
Oh, we can put it. Trevor, we can
she
put
definitely
the
has it, just so you
too.
All know, this
I
is
believe.
Right.
I believe. Although that would be a good trick.
Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power. In your exact and great strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name.
Beautiful.
But who I am and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this. Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, one more verse on resources. Yeah, you can clap if you want. I don't know if we're clapping for everyone. That's good. All right. Okay, Bible's up. This one's maybe a little easier to find. We are going to Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Go. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Oh, I see Marilyn. She was so quick on it. Oh, unless I missed someone. Oh, bad. He was so close, but I did see a Marilyn shot up out of her seat. I'm so, next one, Theo. If you go into the sound booth.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Beautiful. Thank you. Awesome. Wow, we got some classics there. So, maybe resources is the one that's sticking out to you as something you need to shepherd. Whether it's financial or other resources like belongings. If that sticks out to you, some good practices might include starting to tithe regularly or increasing your tithe and doing so as an act of faith. Maybe you need to readjust your budget this year so you have more room to be generous. You could regularly practice anonymous generosity, asking the Lord, how can I use my resources or finances to bless someone today in your name? Try practicing hospitality this year. If you have a home, invite people into it. See what the Lord does. You could do a book study on money or greed. Challenge yourself to try fasting from consumerism for a month. Do no spend month. See what happens. You never know where the Lord could lead you and how he could work through your resources. Okay, next area is gifts. I'm not talking about presents, although maybe you feel convicted to get rid of your Christmas presents. I don't know, that would be a lot, but yeah. When I'm talking about gifts here, I'm talking about spiritual gifts and also our natural and learned talents, skills, and abilities, okay? So let's see what the Bible has to say about these. Bible's up. Wonderful. We are going to Romans 12, verse 6 to 8. Romans 12, 6 to 8. Romans 12, 6 to 8. Oh no. Oh, we're both. I saw Hannah Ratch, actually. I see Hannah Ratch. I got to get some youth in here. It was good. Thank you, Hannah. Love it.
Should I start reading?
Yes, okay. Go for it, girl.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
I might have put the wrong verse up. That's so funny. Trevor, can you go to my next slide? I might have done that wrong, Hannah. That's so my bad if it is. I'm going to read this one, too. Although, that's a great one. Oh, you did. That's okay, Hannah. That's okay. Do you want to read this one, too? You have such a lovely reading voice. I was like, my bad.
We have given different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Beautiful. Thank you, Hannah. Awesome. Okay, this next one's a little bit shorter, so Bible's up. We are back in the New Testament. We are doing 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10. Okay, Brendan, you can call this one. 1 Peter 4:10. Oh, Chris again. Chris, you got to stand up next time. I almost went.
Not hands up.
Yeah, stand up, guys. It's easier to see.
Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. One thing that I fully believe is that God has given all of us everything we need to serve in our specific contexts. So how are we developing our spiritual gifts? How are we investing in those skills, talents, and abilities that the Lord has given us and grown in us? It is our job to put them into practice and continually improve them so that we can impact and influence more people for the kingdom of God. And it's also for you to grow closer to the Lord, right? Honestly, I never feel closer to God than when I'm operating in my gifting. So if this is the one that sticks out to you, some good practices might include taking a spiritual gifts test. I did this last year. I've done it before, but I preached on spiritual gifts last year, and I have a test. I have a link to one. It's on the NSA website under that sermon, or I'm happy to send it to you. But that's something so good to know, right? We all have a spiritual gift, no matter where you are in your journey. If you are a believer in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit, you have a spiritual gift. Figure it out. Put it to work. You can start volunteering in a ministry that utilizes your natural gifts and abilities. Or maybe if you have a skill or a talent or a gift that you know needs work, maybe this is the year to invest more time and resources into improving it. Go get lessons somewhere. Go get a mentor who specializes in the same area. And then ask God with that person or on your own, God, how can I use this gift to further your kingdom and get closer to you? Okay, let's go to our next area, which is our bodies. The Bible has so much to say about our physical bodies, and they're actually really important to our spirituality. So, let's do this. Bible's up. We're going to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians, you got to stand up for this one. We can't see if you have your hand. Oh, my goodness, right here. Oh. Oh, Max Franco in the... Wait, no, is that... Ooh, I can't even see. Who is that?
Do you not know that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, you honor God with your bodies.
Beautiful. Thank you. Good job, kiddo. Awesome. All right. Next one. Bible's up. This one, we're going to Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. Psalm 139, 13 and 14. Psalms is easy to get to. You just crack open the middle of your Bible. You're there. That was Suze. Did we see her? Okay. Go for it, Susie. The Ratch family is pulling through on this one. Very nice.
For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Beautiful. Thank you. Awesome. So the Bible has a lot to say about our physical bodies, and there's a lot of different ways that we can shepherd our physicality. So if this is an area that is sticking out to you, there's a lot of different practices and kind of directions you can take with this. Maybe for you this year, it's improving your physicality because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit and can be used for ministry. So maybe you need to start taking walks every day, each morning. Walking is so good for you. And invite Jesus to join you on your walk. Do your devotionals as you're walking. Or maybe you want to start training for a specific ministry purpose. You could join our soccer camp that we run in the summer, where we teach kids about Jesus and we help them sharpen their soccer skills. Or join a run club where you can share your faith and talk to more people about Jesus. Maybe you're already a gym rat. You go faithfully. That's great. But Paul says, while physical training is of some value, godliness is of far more value. So maybe you need to invite God into your workout sessions that you already do. Maybe you need to try challenging yourself to listen solely to Christian or worship music while you're running. Now, there's another avenue we can go down. Maybe you're feeling convicted in the area of sexual sin, lust, adultery, pornography. If this is something that you've struggled with, this is the year to get an accountability partner. You can challenge yourself to be mindful of the movies and the shows that you're watching. See what a difference it makes. This might be an area where the Lord wants to set you free so that you can minister more effectively and so that there's no roadblock between you and Him. You can also ask God to rid you of sinful desires and struggles with substances. That's something that we, as the church, can help you with too. We can connect you to solid resources to help you get sober. Maybe this is the year for that. And finally, another road you could go down. Maybe you're someone that struggles with self-image. You have a hard time loving your body and treating it right. Well, do a Bible study on body image. Or you can share your struggles with a close friend who can encourage you and remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter what aspect of your body, your physical body, that you need help with, you can ask God and He will walk alongside you and He will give you His wisdom and peace as you shepherd it. That's true for all of these. Okay, this is our last one. The last area that we might need to focus on shepherding is relationships. God loves relationships, right? He is a highly relational God who created highly relational beings. None of us is meant to walk through life alone. We are meant to be in relationship with Him and with those around us. So let's see what the Bible has to say about stewarding our relationships and shepherding our relationships. Bible's up. Okay, these are the last two. This is your last two chances to get candy, guys. Okay? All right. Here we go. We're going again to Romans 12, verse 16 to 18. Romans 12, 16 to 18. Romans 12, 16 to 18. This is a lot of pressure on me to... Oh, I saw Terry. I saw Terry jump out of his seat. Although, I saw my sister also just jumped out, and so... There's no nepotism or favoritism going on. You got this, Terry. All right. Yep, that's it.
Harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, good job. Okay, this is the last one, and it's a classic. I will also accept, if you have this one memorized, I might give you, like, 3 candies for this one. Like, genuinely, if you have got this memorized, I'm impressed. Okay. This is, oh, yeah, Bibles up. Straight arms, people. Devin, I saw it. I saw slacking. My own dad, put your arm up. Thank you. You guys don't listen to instructions. It's youth group all over again, I'm telling you. Okay, here we go. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 39. Matthew 22, 37 to 39. Anybody have it memorized? No? Oh, you have to stand up. Wait, I didn't see. Brendan, you got to call it. Daniel stood up. Just stand up. Okay, go for it, Daniel.
Okay. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you. Awesome. Now that we've heard the verse, does anybody actually have it memorized?
Yes.
Wonderful. See me after. If you can tell it to me, I'll give you some candy. I got lots. All right. So relationships, our last one. If this is the one that sticks out to you, here's some good practices that you can start for 2025. Maybe you have some relationships that are really struggling. Maybe this is the year that you try giving marriage counseling or family counseling a go. We at the church, we can connect you to some Christian counselors. Maybe you're feeling the lack of a godly circle and godly relationships, people that can sharpen you like iron sharpens iron. If that's you, maybe it's time to join a small group. We can connect you to that. Maybe you need to be challenged in the area of relational evangelism. Start praying and asking every day, God, which of my non-Christian friends or associates should I work on inviting to church? Show me, who should I share my faith with? What do I share? You could ask God each morning, show me someone in my life, Christian or not, that needs to be loved today. Trust that he will do it. Finally, if you're struggling with loving someone, a specific someone in your life, you probably have that person in your mind right now. Challenge yourself and pray for that person every single day for 30 days. See what God does in your relationship with them. See how he reconciles and moves and grants you the love and patience you need. So, we've gone through our 5 areas, and I would really love if we could do something. Originally, I thought, we can just do this anonymously. We'll close our eyes and I'll just see. But I think it's really encouraging when we look around and see, other people want to work on this too. And this doesn't mean that you're struggling or failing in this area that the Lord wants you to shepherd. It might just be that he wants you to level up and press in and get better. That's okay, right? Nobody here is going to judge what area you want to work on. But I would love, I'm going to go through them. And if you have felt the Holy Spirit say to you, it's time for you to shepherd this in 2025, I'd love if you could put your hand up. And then we can see, what are other people working on? Then after this, if you need someone to keep you accountable and say, hey, I want to shepherd this year, go share with someone else. Talk to them in the foyer. Go out for lunch. Talk about it. Make a game plan on how you are going to shepherd this area of your life in this season. Okay, so if you felt the Holy Spirit kind of poking you, prodding you about your time. Can you put your hand up? Nice. Awesome. That's one. That's definitely a huge one for me. Okay, if you felt resources or finances was yours to steward. Awesome. Okay. How about gifts? Spiritual gifts, talents, abilities. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Okay, what about your body? Awesome. So good. Okay, and finally, relationships. Who needs to... Oh, yeah. That's a big one. That's great. So, make sure you find someone today that you can talk to about this. Don't just let this go. Don't just go home, I got my church, I got my fill. If the Lord is speaking to you, take it seriously. Okay? Now, before we wrap up, I do want to say, if any of this feels like a lot of pressure and you're like, oh, okay, but maybe what if I feel that I need to work on all of this and I want to do all of this and that feels like a lot, take a breath. Allow the Lord to point out specifically where he wants you to work. And remember that God loves you so much. There is nothing you can do better or worse to earn or lose his love. We do this because he already loves us. We do this out of the love that he has shown to us. We do this because we love him too. We want to be closer to him. You might have noticed that's a running theme through all of this. All of this is not only to make ourselves more like Jesus, but it's to get ourselves closer in relationship with him. Right? It's not just to serve his kingdom, it's to be with him. And for us, it's a totally different ballgame, right? We're not alone. We're not like the rest of the world trying to just do it out of our own might and our own power. We have the Holy Spirit working within us who empowers us and enables us, who we can receive fresh fillings of to do what we are called to do. And we have the greatest example ever. Right? We have unfettered access to the Good Shepherd, Jesus, our perfect example, the one who guides us, who provides for us, who protects us, and who gives us rest. Jesus gives us all we need. One of my favorite sayings is, if God leads you to it, he will lead you through it. You can do this with his help. So, worship team, you can kind of make your way back up. And finally, I've kind of said this throughout, but I want to remind you that we, as a church, are a resource to you. That's literally our job as pastors and as church staff. We are here to help you, to love you, to point you in the right direction. So if something has come up for you and you want to talk to a pastor, you can grab myself, Anne, Brendan, Olivier, Dave, he's not here today, but when he comes back, you can. We would love to talk to you about this. We would love to point you towards Bible studies and book studies and counselors and accountability partners. We are here to help you. We love you. We want the best for you. Okay? So please take us up on it. Also, we've got our prayer team in the corner today. I think it's going to be Brenda and Michael. They're right over here. They're lovely. If this has stirred up something for you and you want to just be covered in prayer, you want to take this to the Lord with someone, they would love to talk with you. Okay? All right. Would you join us and stand? And let's finish off with some worship.